Well, Dwayne, happy Halloween. How are things in Alamogordo?
They're good. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Now, here's the cool thing. Santa Fe has Zorbo, and Alamogordo has the Burning of the Bull, an annual celebration for Dia de los Muertos.
Yes, the Day of the Dead. And Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
That's a long day.
Yeah, it was. And I just got through talking to the Otero County Fair Board who put on the event, and they're pretty tuckered out today from it, but they said it went very successful, and the Burning of the Bull was pretty cool. I mean, they had sound effects, they had fireworks in the background when they started burning it, and it was a good time out there on Saturday night.
Explain to us what Burning of the Bull actually is. What do people do to participate?
They, first of all, if you have any regrets over the year or things that you want to get rid of that are of a personal nature, you write them down on a piece of paper. There were some folks that were just writing a few sentences, and then there was one lady who had two full pages.
Two full pages. I've got a book that I'd like to submit of the things that I regret and want to change.
Yeah, and that's it. And you hand them over to the people, and they fold them in half, and they don't look at it or anything. And then they put them inside this bowl that they had constructed. He's got a metal skeleton, and then they paper mache. And then at 9 o'clock on Saturday, they lit the bowl on fire.
What's the crowd's reaction to it? Or do they just go nuts and cheer with it? What do people do?
They were cheering. A lot of them were just in awe of it. It was, in fact, I was in awe. I didn't expect, flames coming out of the side of his horns. And
how big is the
coming out of his nostrils?
How big is it?
It's about, I believe it's 18 inches. It's pretty big. It's about 20 inches long. And it's pretty tall. It's about 4 foot tall, 5 foot tall, somewhere in there. I didn't actually get the measurements of it, but he's pretty big.
And there's a lot of people that participated. About how many people came out to this event?
There were 1,800 adults and children that came out to it. It was the first time that the Otero County Fair Board put this on over at the pavilion on Fairgrounds Road, and it was a pretty good event. They had bands, they had vendors, they had Santa Fe Brewing Company, which is a micro brew, and they had a DJ, and they had a band, and people were dancing and having a good time.
Well, sounds like a good time was had by all. Let's talk about today being Halloween and some safety tips that you want to get out to the residents of Otero County, not just Otero County, but just our entire community as a whole.
Yes, the Alamogordo Police Department is cautioning kids and their parents when they go out trick-or-treating to, inspect the candy before it's eaten, wear the mask. If they're wearing a mask, make sure that they can see out of it. Not talk to strangers. Be cautious when going up to houses. And looking both ways when you cross the street and things like that.
It's a night for kids to get all hopped up on candy. I know my 7-year-old is looking forward to going out trick-or-treating in our community. And, it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Okay.
Good to see the kids dress up.
Okay, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Okay. Thanks.